The Saturday Bash on Forest FM. Goodness knows where they're going.
The Saturday Bash with the Hiker & Co. Sponsored by Dickie's Dribble Cider. Refreshing, bright, sweet, and oh so light. Just gorgeous. I love listening to the Hiker & Co. And I love Dickie's Dribble too. But remember, please drink responsibly.
Correct. The Hiker, Michelin Mike, Scientific Sid, Financial Andy. It's like porridge with the bits in.
Banned from 65 international territories, it's the Saturday Bash.
Okay, morning bashers, so Hiker here, another 3 hours of top broadcasting entertainment, it says here. Coming down your pipe between now and 12 midday, can't wait.
The Saturday Bash ain't got no cash, just moving you on with music and laughs.
Well, it's all. Waiting for someone to tell you everything. Sit around and wonder what tomorrow will bring. Maybe a damn ring.
Well, it's all right, even if they say you're wrong. Well, it's all right. Sometimes you gotta be strong. Well, it's all right, as long as you got somewhere to lay. Well, it's all right. Every day is Judgment Day.
Maybe somewhere down the road away,
at the end of the line,
you'll think of me and wonder where I am these days.
At the end of the line, of the line.
Maybe somewhere down the road when somebody plays,
at the end of the line,
the purple haze.
Well, it's all right, even when push comes to shove. Well, it's all right, if you got someone to love. Well, it's all right, everything will work out fine. Well, it's all right, we're going to the end of the line.
Don't have to be ashamed of the car I drive. I'm just glad to be here, happy to feel that.
At the end of the line, of the line.
And it don't matter if you're by my side.
At the end of the line,
I'm satisfied.
Well, it's all right, even if you're old and gray. Well, it's all right, you still got something to say. Well, it's all right, remember to live.
Well, it's all right, riding around on the breeze. Well, it's all right,
is a good Forest FM travelling banjo tune, actually, isn't it? Okay, 10 past 9, then to local station Forest FM, 92.3, 98.9, on your Alexa thingy, DAB+, it's on the stickers. Say it's coming out your radio yet, but never mind. All right, busy show today then with the normal stuff. Ollie the Sports here already, you've already heard him. He's in the sports car bundle, making his way down into the studio, not to get ravaged by Ginger the Station Tomcat, which is always a result. And also today it is Auto Jeremy. I've got some car news for Auto Jeremy that caught my eye at 8:30 when I was lounging about, feet on the sofa, of course, because the boss is not here. And a couple of things about future cars. I need to talk to you about this. Apparently Ford have patented this week a new system for driverless cars where if you miss the payments on the car in the future, the car will repossess itself and just drive off your drive and go home, back to the garage. Also, BMW allegedly having a subscription service like Netflix or Amazon Prime or Disney Plus. This subscription service means you can actually have heated seats in your BMW provided you pay the subscription each month. Subscription for various things in the car are extras on these driverless cars. Steering wheel, probably wheels, engine. We'll talk to Auto Jeremy about that later on this morning. All right, Mitchell and Mike here too, and the wild man out and about. He's left a cassette in the garage for us to play on the studio cassette player this week about where he's gone. It's got one of those 60s programs, like Mission Impossible, isn't it? The tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds and all that sort of stuff. So we talked to the wild man. Most importantly, we need to check out who's in the class today. A fair number in the class there this morning. So morning to Baker Neil, Peter Lord Holloway. These are all the normal classmates. Tony Worrell, morning to you, Tony. Gary Mitchell, Paul Jerome from The Rock Show. Darren Gearing, morning to you, Darren. The class looking prim and proper and well turned out this morning so far, I have to say. All right, here's that tricky bit then. So the cassette player, we just need to sort out and see if we can wire it through the mixer and push the button and see what Wildman Webster's up to this morning.
Morning, hiker. Wildman here. This morning, I'll be pointing the radio car south, all the way to West Moors, in search of fresh vegetables. Sturt's Farm is my destination, and I'll be finding out what they produce on this 90-acre farm. That's all at 10:30 this morning. I'm off now. Speak later, hiker.
That radio car is sounding super.
Aye, aye, Captain.
What sort of car are we giving him this week? It's like a Ferrari. We're doing that well, obviously. 30 minutes past 9, Carmen returns, OJ's.
The girl's got plenty good loving. Ask me how I know, and I'll tell you so. You used to be my girl. I respect her when she was mine. I used to neglect her. Oh, she wanted more than I could give. But as long as I live, she'll be my girl. She used to be my girl. She used to be my girl.
OJ's Used to Be My Girl from the summer of 1980. See, I put a touch of the Musecki Neils there. Just came over me. All right. Bacon Neil is back in the country. Welcome back to the UK, Bacon Neil, who I think drove more than 2,000 miles on his travels around Europe, taking the Hiker and Co. with him wherever he went to spread the goodness around all around Europe. I'm amazed he got back in one piece. Hope and healthy back return, but he says the bug's got him, so he can't come in today, which is a shame because he was going to bring in our summer fancies. Don't worry, Bacon Neil, we can wait for the summer fancies. The main thing is you get yourself back on track and then start baking those cakes for the Bash Boys, and we will be grateful, but you keep well and keep listening to the show. Also, Landlord Mark is babysitting this weekend, but I think listening with one ear, babysitting with the other ear. If you know what I mean. So, morning to you, Landlord Mark, and the family. If you want to mention, you know the Facebook page. It's Hiker Smith or Saturday Bash Forest FM. We have an Instagram account as well, apparently, with Hiker Smith. I've got no idea what's on that. Apparently, it's more or less the same stuff that's on the Facebook page. But we're also on Instagram as well. But Instagram may well be just a step too far for this show. But we're there anyway if you want to take a little look. All right, Ollie with his sports chat for this weekend coming up very shortly. Only thing between you and Ollie is very young Harry Styles. And his train set.
Things haven't been quite the same. There's a haze on the horizon, babe. It's only been a couple of days and I miss you. Nothing really goes to plan. You stub your toe or break your camera. I'll do everything I can to help you through. If you're feeling down, I just wanna make you happier, baby. Change, but I'd follow you to any place. If it's Hollywood or Bishop's Gate, I'm coming too.
What's more irritating, a stone in your shoe or the Hiker & Co? Well, They both make you hop about.
The Ringwood Meeting House and History Centre, where people meet people. One of the main social hubs for community events in the town. Centrally located next to Sainsbury's, adjacent to Ringwood's main car park and major bus terminal. We're open Monday to Saturday, 10 a.m. till 12 noon, and later on Wednesdays till 2:30 p.m. Sit and relax, or meet with friends for a chat over coffee and cake, tea and biscuits. Visit the Ringwood Meeting House website or Facebook page to keep up to date. Come on in. Did you know we were here?
Mighty Oaks from Little Acorns Grow. Solly Tree Arborists have 20 years experience for all kind of tree, hedge work, pruning, felling, stump grinding and even planting. We're also happy to explain TPO procedures and how to work with the local council. No job is too big or too small. Solly Tree Arborists. Call our office on 01202 939969 or catch Joseph up a tree on 079 477 8801.
Solly Tree Arborists are members of Trust a Trader.
Oh, 827319 is the number to remember. Get on down to MMT to make your motor better.
MMT, Bessie McClose, Ed Lake Industrial Estate, Burwood. For all your MOT and servicing needs.
Oh, 827319 is the number to remember. Get on down to MMT to make your motor better.
From Verwood on 92.3 and Ferndown on 98.9. Great music and local information. This is Forest FM.
Hello, I am one of the hikers. Saturday morning on Forest FM 92.3. This could be the longest 3 hours of your life. Unless you rip the batteries out of your radio. Trust me.
The Hiker & Co. on Forest FM.
Just sat very nicely
on the compost heap of broadcasting.
We'll be right back.
much music for me. That's the problem we have on this show, actually. Just too much music for us to play when we have so much to talk about. And you know that we love talking to you. Jake Shears, that was new single for him, Too Much Music. Alright, Ollie the Sport is down from the Sports Carbuncle. Busy day for you, Ollie, actually, because you're currently modelling as well the CD from the tip.
Yeah, I am, actually.
And doing the sport.
Yes.
And making the coffee.
Yeah.
And generally being an all-round good egg. Alright, so sports chat, Ollie, what's going on this week? Anything that should interest us?
I wanted to talk about Brentford's Ivan Toney, aged 26.
Oh, okay.
He's Brentford's forward attacker. He is set for a lengthy ban, which will be implemented before the end of the current Premier League season, after he reportedly pleaded guilty to many of the 262 alleged breaches of the FA's betting regulations. What the FA says is no participant can bet on a match or competition in which they are involved in that season, or which they can influence, or any other football related matter concerning the league that they play in. It's going to be a massive blow for the English forward, having netted 14 Premier League goals this season in 21 outings, albeit he's having a very good season, having stepped up from the Championship two seasons ago to the Premier League, which many were in doubt of whether or not he could do that. We know roughly the window in which he will be banned, because Bristol Rovers manager Joey Barton was slapped with an 18-month ban back in 2017 after placing 1,260 football-related bets over the course of a 10-year period. So it's rumoured to be a minimum of 6 months. So we have got an idea. It's around 6 to 18 months because of the Joey Barton situation back in 2017.
Anything else going on?
That's the big story this weekend. But in terms of games, we've got a few big games. Manchester City take on Newcastle for the 12:30.
That sounds like a big game.
Massive game. Manchester City,
Newcastle, the Toonami.
And then we've got Chelsea who take on Leeds. Chelsea are massively struggling right now.
So are Leeds, aren't they?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Graham Potter, I think, has only won one game in this year. He's been tasked with a massive, massive deal. And he's spent a lot of money. I think it's £600 million in the course of 5 years or something.
£600 million, that's a lot.
Just
of money.
Buckets.
Yeah, my transfer fee here to this station wasn't much less than that, actually. So although I look surprised, I mean, in reality, that's about my fee too. So yeah, it's a fair point. What else is on the go?
Rugby, I think Leicester Tigers take on Bath. Bath are currently bottom of the table, and they have been for some time. So I'm sure that they'd like to win that game and move out the bottom. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay, well, thank you very much for that, Ollie. Obviously, more sports bulletins at 10 and 11 when you go back to the Forest and Sporting Carbuncle area next to the cleaning cupboard to do the sport. Looking forward to that. Don't disappear just yet, because the CD from the tip, thank you, Dave the Janitor, from the station basement, has brought up this week a classic 60s album. Your mission, should you decide to accept it, and you don't have much choice, quite frankly, is to read out some of the track lists from that. So how about a practice now then, Ollie, and we'll do CD from the tip in just a second, all right? We've been very gentle here this morning. Thanks, Anna. Thank you very much. Calm yourself now. 9:34. I'm coming out from Diana Ross. Travel news in just a second. Just before that, on our Facebook pages and the Instagram account, which is Hiker Smith, not that we can ever work it, but it's on there, is Ollie, the sport, modelling this morning. CD from the tip. Thank you very much, Dave, the janitor, for this one. And it's a bit specific, this one. If you like this stuff, you're away. What I quite like about this, Ollie, and you'll be looking at that CD there, is the fact, one, it's from Tower Records. Presumably you never spent a day in Tower Records, mega store in the UK and also in America as well. They were just fantastic, just billions of CDs and albums. You could spend hours in there. You've missed an experience there, I'll tell you. And the second thing is, if you just turn it over, it appears that it's been stolen from Tower Records.
Yeah,
because the security
protects it.
Love it.
But no one wants it now, unfortunately.
Well, so now it's just down the tip. Us. After all that, it's 50p down the tip. Never mind. All right, Ollie, so bashers, just pay attention. Your mission this morning, of course, you know this, pay attention in class, is to pick a track from the CD from the tip, modelled by Ollie on our Facebook page. Hiker Smith is the Facebook page, and also the Instagram one as well. There it is. So let's go with these tracks then, Ollie. So right. Jimi Hendrix is the album. I think it's Jimi Hendrix something.
Makes it slightly easier for me, because they're all the same person.
We're trying to make it easier for you now by having the same artist. We notice that when we have different artists, that makes life more tricky for
you. It does.
So just rattle off six or seven before we do the travel news.
All right, then.
Yeah.
First one is Purple Haze. Coming up with second one, Fire, The Wind Cries Mary, Voodoo Child, in brackets, Slight Return, whatever that means.
Yeah, I don't know either.
And Stone Free. That
very good.
Enough.
That's good, although the entertainment value has plummeted. But no, well done, that's all correct. Just another two more.
There
we go, then. Two more, just to see if we can catch you out.
Manic Depression.
Yeah.
And Nightbird Flying.
Do number two.
Are we just going to... Star Spangled Banner. Did I say that right?
You did. Another one?
Dolly Dagger.
Yeah, you're getting all these right. Okay, all the fun's,
there we go, then.
All the fun's gone out of this. Forest
FM traffic. With MA Horn Formula One, Verwood.
Okay, just taking a look here. So A31 into the Forest, looking good both directions this morning. And the A338, okay between Salisbury and Bournemouth. Save just north of Falling Bridge in the road works. There's some delays, just short delays at the traffic lights just north of Falling Bridge there. A35 hovering round the top down towards Poole, looking good as well. And broadly looking okay. The railway's looking good. Airports, Bournemouth Airport looking all right this morning. In fact, all is okay. This is what you expect for a Saturday morning. So just scanning through all the information I've got here, it's looking good. If you think we've got this wrong, then you need to speak to Ollie, who's manning the phones this morning, and correct us. The studio telephone, 01202 82 0006. We ought to call that a travel hotline, but we haven't really got a travel hotline, but just give Ollie a ring and we can correct that around. So all looking good wherever you're going this morning, nothing to worry about. Looking well, Bournemouth looking okay as well, and indeed is Poole, and just looking north into Salisbury okay too. So yeah, nothing to report, but we like to keep you posted even when there's nothing to talk about. And we do that particularly well on this show. We can talk about nothing for 3 hours. That's one of the skills we have. Now, OK, louder tune alert. So, Paul Jerome, if you're listening, time to start banging your head against the wall.
I couldn't be wrong, and now you need to know.
The Saturday Bash is just chugging along. Chug, 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 chug.
Forest FM.
Playing the Julius House Children's Hospice Lottery is not just about winning prizes, it's about changing lives.
I'm Louise McKenna, the lead nurse at the hospice. It's a magical happy place, full of smiles and laughter, where children come to play and share special times. Help us to continue creating these lasting memories by joining the Julius House Lottery for just £1 a week.
Play your part in our care. Sign up today at juliushouse.org.
You don't have to be a member to enjoy the fantastic facilities at Crane Valley Golf Club. Our clubhouse, bar and restaurant is open 7 days a week to members and non-members alike. Great food, great coffee and a large outside patio with stunning views. Perfect for weddings and parties. We've a newly refurbished driving range, a golf shop and professional golf tuition. Crane Valley Golf Club on the B3081 between Verwood and Woodlands, part of Holborn Golf. Call us on 01202 814 088. That's 01202 814 088.
Here at Home Instead, we believe age should be celebrated and that everybody should be able to live happily, comfortably and independently at home. Our award-winning Care at Home fits around your life. It's tailored, it's flexible and it's adaptable. Whether you're looking for help getting dressed and showered, help around the house or companionship, dementia support, or even a live-in carer, Home Instead's trained caregivers are perfectly matched to you based on personality and interests. Start your Home Instead journey today. Call us on 01202 912 826 or visit homeinstead.co.uk/eastdorset. Home Instead. To us, it's personal.
The Saturday Bash on Forest FM. Brought to you by Dickie's Dribble, artisan cider. Made right here in the New Forest. Pay us a visit at dickies-dribble.co.uk. Please drink responsibly.
The Saturday Bash. Good radio, good times.
Good morning.
Oi! Who's chucking all this music over my fence? Hiker and Co, come back here!
I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could love that.
Big O, you knew that. Roy Orbison, of course, Pretty Woman, 9:46, then Saturday Bash. And just checking, Ginger, the station Tomcat, has now dragged up one of the lookers on this show. Let's just check who it is.
Otto Jeremy's Words of Wisdom, brought to you by the Saturday Bash.
Did I read that right? One of the lookers of the show. Is that you?
No.
I thought it was Musaki Neal.
It's quite interesting.
In the glory for
on
second.
The way in, I was listening as always, and someone was accused us of having music on the show.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Yeah, it was a lie, obviously, until right then. That's the first.
You liked that tune. You're in
first
the
tune of the show, that was, wasn't
it? You know, when you're in the zone there, you sit there doing that strange little dance on the seat where you rock about. I always say to Ollie when he comes in, don't touch him, he might blow up.
It always worries me, you know. I thought you were going to do a whole feature of don't play under any circumstances for the entire show this morning, I listened on my way in.
I've got some car news that caught my eye at 8:30.
Did it hurt you?
No, not really.
Or did you duck next time?
Lounging about on the sofa, and I thought of you straight away as I was reading this in today's, I don't know, it was in the Daily Mirror, so I got my word.
Oh, it must be true, though.
Yeah, other newspapers are available. Anyway, the thing is that Ford apparently have patented this week with their new driverless cars policy, a car that repossesses itself. So if you don't keep up the monthly payments on this car in the future,
it'll go home.
It just goes home. I just love that. It repossesses itself. And yeah. Ford have painted it that. And also about driverless cars. I know you're in there
straight away. That's got a huge option, hasn't it? You know, the computer gets it wrong. You go out in the morning.
What if you're in the car and you're going the wrong way? Or you leave the shopping in the car. Or the kids in the car. It just repossesses itself.
Now, there's an idea. I could go and buy a car, fill it up with the kids, and just not pay.
And it'll just drive back to the dealership.
Yeah.
There you go. Repossessed itself. And BMW apparently have a subscription model, like, you know, Netflix or whatever, where you've got to subscribe in their driverless cars for additional features such as heated seats, steering, wheels.
Right, this is going to be so much fun, isn't it? This was the idea that BMW had, that basically they built their car with absolutely every extra on it, because it's easier to do it at build stage and a single build.
Yeah.
And then what would happen would be, was if you ordered those extras and paid for them when you were buying your car, they would switch them on.
Okay.
If you didn't, they'd leave them switched off.
Right.
Then, if you are a second-hand car, you buy it second-hand, and you want, you know, the original owner didn't bother to have the heated seats switched on.
Yeah.
You had a choice of either paying a quite substantial one-off fee and having it switched on.
Okay.
Or actually paying on a monthly basis.
Okay. So what do they cover this with? They've got, obviously, what, the radio, the audio, the heated seats?
Well, I'm assuming that a lot of...
You used to get a steering wheel at some stage, and that's the car, just walking out the dealership with a steering wheel.
Well, it's all there. It's just the optional extras that you have, that you click through. Like heated seats, folding door mirrors, heated front screen, heated steering wheel. All these little extras.
It's a brave new world coming around the corner, isn't it? It really is.
Yes, I mean, I just can't believe that it won't take any, you know, someone about a year at tops to work out how to hack that and turn it all on, personally.
You're probably right. 10 to 10, then go-go's, our lips are sealed.
Everyone but us.
Go-Go's. Who was Belinda Carlisle was in the Go-Go's. I remember Belinda Carlisle. The rest of the names I can't remember, but I remember she was in that. Where's Musek in here when you need him? I bet he knows all the names of the singers in the Go-Go's. He knows all the Bangles as well. He knows all the singers and the Bangles. He had all those sort of issues when he was younger. Right, Ollie, you've got something in the paper you found today. Non-sporty.
Yeah.
And by the way, have you got time for this? You've got to go back to the sports car bunkle at the top of the stairs.
He can run, he's young.
You can run, all right? You can run up there. What's this about buses?
Yeah, so I don't know if you're aware, but the £2 cap for a single bus fare took place a couple months ago to help out with the cost of living. Right. It has been extended to June.
Right.
It was due to expire on 31st of March.
Okay.
And to follow on from that, a man has taken advantage of the government's £2 bus fare cap, which saw him travel 140 miles, 220 kilometres. He set off at 6:40 a.m. at his home in Derby and finished at 4:40 p.m. at Whitby in North Yorkshire. It involved five buses, which cost him £10. And the reason why was because he thought it was a scenic route.
Because he can.
He thought it... I mean... Apparently, he just likes the scenery.
Likes buses. And why wouldn't
he? I mean, a full day on a bus, I wouldn't like that.
I'm loving that. I could have a full day on the X3. I haven't got a problem with that at all.
Salisbury.
I'll just go there. I'll just keep going around. Like the bloke on the Circle Line. You fall asleep on the Circle Line in London. You just go round and round and round, don't you?
Absolutely.
It keeps you warm. Just go round and round. Quite happy. So is that right? You can go anywhere for £2 on the buses.
As far as the bus goes, that's what they've captured.
Do you fancy that auto gym? We just get on the bus, we'll have a day out on the X3, and we'll just go...
We're more adventurous than an X3, please.
Well, okay, yeah, all right. What will you suggest? The X6?
Who knows?
She's my woman of gold, she's not very old, my woman of gold, and she's not alone. I don't mean to be bold, but to me I hold your hand. But she ain't not a witch, and I love the way she twitch, But she ain't not a witch, and I love the way she twitch, Well, she's faster than most, and she lives on the coast, Well, she's faster than most, and she lives on the coast, I'm a two-penny prince, and I give a hot love, I love the way she treats you.
Nicky Cocker, that's T-Rex, Hot Love on the Bash, and we are back right after the news.
MJP Law Solicitors. We're here for you at times that suit. And with offices in Verwood, Wimborne and Bournemouth, we're right here in your neighbourhood.
Verwood, Westmoors and Woodlands. St Leonard's, St Ives and Stanbridge.
From the Sky News Centre at 10, Labour's defending the decision to give a top job to the woman who...